This is a download from BFM 89.9. The Business Station.
Thanks for staying with us here on The Morning Run. You're with Lynn Marks, Julian Ng and Sharitz Abdullah. This morning, though, there has been some news out of Indonesia because Indonesia is planning to move its capital city and administrative headquarters to East Kalimantan on Borneo Island. More specifically, it's expected to be in the regencies of Penajam, Pasir Utara and Kutai Kartanegara. So President Joko Widodo hopes that the shifting of the capital will allow Indonesian wealth to be better distributed amongst 267 million citizens.
Yeah, I remember going back to the days when our own Malaysian government shifted sort of the center of focus from KL to Putrajaya, right? And at the time, Putrajaya sort of was had nothing there. Mm. I guess it's the same now. When you move capitals, you would need a lot of construction jobs, and that is what is hoped that will drive the economy and greater wealth distribution among the great populace of Indonesia. A new airport will be built, and I'm sure a lot of infrastructure. I'm sure they don't want to repeat the same kind of problems and issues in Jakarta, you know, the traffic congestions. They have a clean slate now, and they're in a position to plan properly, and that will also at the same time benefit the economy.
Yeah, so I mean, the difference between, Malaysia in Indonesia, in a sense, is just that the administrative city is going to be in a whole different island altogether. I mean, as we can see right now, as where Putrajaya is, in between Putrajaya and Kuala Lumpur, there's been a lot of development extending and the population is growing in that sense. So Kalimantan, but this is not too different as well. There are a lot of countries that does this. For example, Australia, New Zealand, even Myanmar as well. They're known. So Canberra is the capital of, administrative city for Australia, and Sydney is the mega city there. Mm. So I guess it makes sense, but I just wonder whether or not Indonesia is huge. It's big.
Yeah.
If you remember.
Fourth largest country in the world by population. Mm. It's got 10 times the population of us.
Whether it's going to be efficient million. In terms of the administration.
Absolutely.
Yeah, and to put it into perspective, Jakarta alone has the size of Malaysia's population.
That's right.
And it's staggering.
Absolutely.
Right?
Yeah. So it's unsurprising then that Jakarta is actually sinking, because that is one of the reasons that they're looking to relocate the capital as well. Jakarta is sinking at a rate of about, I believe it's 20 centimetres a year, about two-fifths of the city is actually below sea level at this point. And this is something that has been faced by other urban population dense cities. So Manila is one of them. Venice is the most famous one that we know has been sinking for years. And this is partly because of a collection of groundwater underneath the city. Mm. So the soil is not especially dense, and it over time with the addition of additional infrastructure, high populations of people, the weight of it all just pulls it down. In Venice, they attempted to pump out the groundwater for use to make it less boggy, but that just wound up sinking the city even further.
And also, Singapore is also very worried about inundation and treating this as serious as a sort of a military operation. So they just come up with this policy to save Singapore from global climate changes. Malaysia doesn't have this problem, do we? I think we don't.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Not just KL, but the entire peninsula as well. I mean, Borneo, obviously not, because, you know, Indonesia is shifting its new capital there.
Yeah, but I think it's, as we can see with the traffic jam that we have, it is populated, but it's quite dense as it is. But it's looking at the money that we'll be saving. So they're looking at spending about $33 billion to sort of build
US
this.
Dollars, right?
US dollars to build this capital. But if you look at how much money they've lost in terms of productivity in Jakarta as a result of inefficiency, traffic jam, and so forth. $7 billion a year, and I mean,
$7 billion a year,
US dollar in productivity. I mean, you can imagine a lot of businesses are disrupted as a result of just the condition of the city. So if we look at the long term, $33 billion doesn't sound that much.
Yeah,
right.
It's money worth spent.
Absolutely, and the project is looking to be funded by a mixture of a government, state-owned enterprises, private companies, as well as private-public partnerships. And Jokowi has said, Jokowi, that is the Indonesian president, Joko Widodo, he said it that the smallest burden will actually fall to the government. So the current price tag of the new capital is equivalent to the government's annual expenditure, but the cost of it is going to be spread over a decade. And Jokowi is no stranger to announcing these kinds of large-scale infrastructure projects, because even in his first term, Indonesia already spent actually $350 billion on infrastructure projects at the time, and there is another $400 billion worth of projects planned for the next 5 years.
Yeah, Indonesia is really a big country, but Jokowi is also going to use public-private partnerships to defray some of the costs so that the private sector takes up that. And perhaps some of these companies, private companies, would want to have those kind of bragging rights, right? Mm. We built the new capital of Indonesia. So they possibly, and also maybe for the returns as well, possibly, you know, charging tolls on the highways and so on, they wouldn't mind participating in some of these infrastructural projects.
Yeah, speaking of infrastructure, apparently one of the things why they're considering Kalimantan is because there are a decent infrastructure there already existing, roads and so forth. I suspect Joko, President Joko has been spending a lot of time with Tun Mahathir and getting inspired to sort of build this new ministry to city. At the same time, I think it's just looking at whether or not it's going to share the same fate as Putrajaya. It is underutilized. That's how I'm seeing it.
You don't want
moment.
To create ghost towns.
Yeah, because at the end of the day, it's going to be occupied by civil servants. How much are civil servants are going to earn?
And how much are they going to bring into the Kalimantan region?
Yeah. So it's good to see private sector sort of playing a part here. They could have their presence there, more money to be spent there.
And so there have been a number of other countries that have also done this. Brazil relocated to Brasilia, Kazakhstan also relocated to Astana. There have also been some failed attempts too, like Naypyidaw in Myanmar, which still remains practically empty, as you said, a bit of a ghost town there, Sharitz. And new capitals typically host government buildings, but it is rare to see a large-scale uprooting of private businesses as well as the general population. So fingers crossed for Jakarta, I suppose, or for Indonesia as a whole, to see how they do relocating their capital. BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.